Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 336. Top of the day to you, Leah.
Hey! Why have we not done that before? It makes no sense.
I think we might have done it once.
Oh, okay. Have we only done it once before?
It makes no sense.
Whatsoever. Top of the day to you. Oh, wait.
Top of the evening.
Clink. Chink. We are classy today. Was it tea last week or just water? Can't remember.
I think we're eating dinner.
It was classy. Not tea. It was not coffee. Classy. It was Rogan Josh.
And you know what? I had to actively remind myself.
Microphone in front.
Not that I kept forgetting not to go near it. It was like in my brain, I was like, they need to hear me. They need to know
they
what
need
I'm
to
eating.
Know. They need to know. It's so important.
They're so desperate they really to hear me chew. Lean forward, Steph.
You know.
And then I'd have the argument in my head, no.
They probably don't.
Lean back.
I actually did take out some of our eating and like clink, tinkering. Clink, yeah. Clink, like clink. Cutlery on the bowl.
But well, now they'll never know.
No, they know.
Oh, because we talked about it.
I left some of it in. I've got a quiz for you today.
I really hope you do.
And I think this one is fun. I feel like I've kind of gotten on a roll a little bit in the past few weeks. So it is movie synopsises, but.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me just to tell you?
Yeah, but can I just say something quickly? Mm. Whenever you say the quiz is about movie synopsises,
I'm not really sure.
Synopoly?
Every time I say
I think of Boulder Dash.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I really want to play that game again.
The man who picked apples and fell into a hole.
Cider House rules or whatever. It was Cider House rules. It's called Whodunit Movies and Series That Aren't Agatha Christie. Okay?
What?
Whodunit.
That are not. Okay, yeah, sorry. Slow.
That's what we're doing.
I've had a sip of wine.
One sip. We've had one sip. We've got some more watching suggestions, of course, a bit of a catch up on series that are still currently releasing episodes. Yes, being series. And I've got a slight confession about Stardew Valley. Nothing big.
Are you going to confess now or later?
No, later. Okay. Oh, do you want to do it now?
Big?
I can do it now.
Is it big?
It's not big. Oh, no, it's not big. No, it's not big.
Scandal.
So you know how we were playing it earlier today and then you had to go. So I finished your day by going down to the mines.
Okay.
What? And I got an earth crystal. So I took it to the community center and it was the last thing in that room. And they were like, congratulations.
Yes.
You've fixed the mine carts, which means we can fast travel. I mean, and then I finished the night and then you know how the little creatures fix the thing and that's all.
Okay. So when you say fast travel in the mines.
So it means, okay. So what it means is we go out of our farm over to the bus stop, you know, behind Pam.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
And then you go to the mine cart and you press X or something. It says, where do you want to go?
Wait, there's a mine cart near the bus.
Yes, behind it.
Oh.
And it will say, do you want to go up to the I'm trying to remember, up to the train station maybe. Do you want to go over to the blacksmith? Do you want to go into the mines? There's a few options.
Yeah, there's one near the blacksmith.
So that's good,
do you have to
right?
pay for it each time?
No.
Cool.
No. So, well, I hope not.
So, wait, you found one earth crystal and did that?
One. From those little diggy creatures, you know, in the sand bit that you, and they pop out
they
and they get
like
you.
They come up like a mole.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I got that.
Cool.
So, yes, we are still playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah, we are.
We are on the quest to finish the community center, basically, and then go on to all the other things that have been released since I last played it, which was years ago.
Are we slow?
I feel like we're a bit slow, but we're nowhere near as slow as I was when I first played it.
I mean,
I was just happy doing the day-to-day stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course I do. That's my favorite
stuff.
It's really
good.
But we are sharing.
We're sharing.
With a four-year-old.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of nonsense.
Every third day is wasted by her going into the supermarket, into the doctor's, into any other house.
Mm.
and trying to go through the doors to bedrooms of people that she's not friends with.
No, but she's a true voyeur.
Do you know what her brother, who is two,
yeah,
now says, no, that's locked. That's locked.
He's also very concerned when it starts getting dark, especially when it's winter, so it's dark at six.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he
goes, oh, too dark, go home to bed.
Good trick though, right?
Yeah.
It's going to work really well until it gets to summer.
I know.
And then he'll be like, I don't have to.
That's why there's still blockout blinds on their windows.
Oh, clever.
Yeah. Tactics. It might not be dark outside, but in your room it is.
You can't see a thing. Pitch black. Now it is time for something I like to call the
meals.
Oh, you do as well.
Yeah, I do. Every time.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
This is a story that is kind of a continuation of that home improvement story. Do you remember there was talk about
Oh my gosh, I think I read this.
Really? About
Jill?
The pay? Yeah, the pay.
Yes.
All right. So this is she used it to her advantage. So the pay discrepancy between the gender pay gap, mm-hmm. they call it, has been around since the dawn of time.
Yep.
Or probably later because women were not paid because they weren't allowed to have jobs. Although oldest
Still
job
a discrepancy,
in the
isn't it?
Oldest profession in the world.
Yeah.
Prostitution, pretty sure women make
more.
Did
they get paid then?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Either way.
That's got nothing to do with Patricia Richardson, sort of. So she played Jill in Home Improvement alongside Tim Allen. And she was keen to get out of the show. She'd had enough. She said, the show is over. It needs to end. I think it was about 9 seasons or something like that. Now,
she also knew she was getting paid a lot less.
A lot less. So she was getting, she was being offered to just continue for one more season, $1 million per episode. That is insane.
Insane.
That was the 90s, early midnight, maybe
that
late 90s.
Friends.
Yeah, they were $1 million. Yeah. He was getting paid $2 million per episode, 25 episode season.
Yep.
He wanted to go ahead with it. I mean, of course he would. Getting $2 million. What, like I would.
$50 million.
I would do it. I'm not even.
I don't have any
skill.
Morals or ethics at that stage.
Give me $2 million.
I will do whatever you want for $2 million.
I would jump as many sharks as you want. I'm going to do it for you. But she wanted to spend more time with her family because it was just around the time that she'd just divorced her husband. So, like, being with the kids was really important to her. In the end, she was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? Don't want to be on the show. I'm going to ask for the same amount of money as he.
Because they're never going to pay
They're never going to pay it because I am not a man and I'm not the main star. Even though she said at the time that they had done research and she was the main draw for women, the female audience. Of course they said no.
Yep.
And she went, show ends then. And they were like, oh, damn, she got us.
Still demoralizing for her though. And she did mention that she was really mad and disappointed with Tim Allen at the time.
She was really angry with him.
She was really angry with him. And I can understand that anger, that really that show was built on the family. That had she have not been there, it would not have survived an on-screen divorce.
Not only the dynamics between her and Tim Allen, but also the kids as well.
Yes.
Like she was – yeah, she was great in that show. Now, she did go on to say, you know, the fact that she – loved working for him, loved working with him.
Yes.
And went on to, I think she starred or appeared in his show Last Man Standing. I didn't see the show, so I don't know. But she said that she never stopped loving working with him. But then we look back to a month ago where we had that story about her saying, there is no reboot because no one's told me about it.
Yes, that's
Even
right.
though he was like... It's happening, but she doesn't want to do it. She's like, I didn't.
Well, no one asked me.
There's some weird stuff going on there.
But does that not show you the lack of respect for her within the industry and within that home improvement corporation of, well, when we decide there's a
When
reboot,
we decide we'll get we'll
And when
get
we've
to
got
you.
Dates, yeah, we'll talk to her. She'll be fine. No
do
problem.
Do it last minute.
Yeah, last minute. She'll sign on.
Will you pay her $1 million? I guarantee you won't.
Will you pay her the same as Tim?
I guarantee you won't.
Absolutely not. Definitely not
And that,
for a reboot.
That, that's why she's talking.
Yeah.
She knows.
Good on her.
She knows it's not going to happen. Oh, speaking of something that's going to happen. So The Last of Us Series 2 is, I mean, They've been talking about it. In fact, I think they've been filming it. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten a lot of different cast announcements. But how would you like it if alongside the two amazing main stars, would you like to have, I don't know, an Academy Award nominated actor?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Billing. If that's what you really want, then I guess we can do it. Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, stop.
Yep. He has been cast as a guy. I haven't played the second game, so I don't know if you want this to be a spoiler. I'm happy to spoil it, but he's playing Isaac, who is a, I quote, quietly powerful leader of a large militia group, who sought liberty, but instead has become mired by like an endless war against a surprising resourceful enemy. So this is in Washington State, and I just think if you've got the bloke that was Bernard in Westworld, if you've got the bloke who was nominated for an Oscar in American Fiction and like a whole lot of other stuff as well, you've got Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro Pascal, you've got Bella Ramsey.
It's a winner.
Yeah. I mean, the show itself is award winning, but this is insane. Well,
when you're good, you've got to up the ante further, don't you?
Exactly. Like now that you've got this Oscar winner or nominated actor, that caliber, who's going to be in the next? You know what I mean? Mm. Like you think about
Are they pushing for more awards?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm thinking about Only Murders in the Building, right? Season 3, who suddenly pops up?
Yeah, Meryl Streep.
Like that was just insane to me. Mm. And now that, I'm excited. I'm hoping that there's going to be there'll be a third season, won't there?
Yeah, I reckon.
Surely. It's massive. Oh, speaking about things that come in 3. So Knives Out.
Oh, yeah.
What was the other? The second one was called Onion.
Glass Onion.
So the third one has been announced and the working title is Wake Up Dead Man.
Oh, it's Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, my God, yes, that's what it is. So
I'd watch those two again. I feel like they're the kind of ones you enjoyed the first time. You walked away going, that was really, really good. But in my memory, I don't remember all the intricacies because it's all all told at the very end. Oh, and
hindsight would be fun.
Would be fun.
Like to be honest with you, I don't remember who done it in the second one, but I remember distinctly who was the bear boy or woman.
In the first one.
Mm. Yeah, I really do. But like you said, I would like to watch it in hindsight to see if I can pick up those clues. The first one I enjoyed more. To be honest with you, that was more my bag.
I enjoyed the second.
Isn't that funny? And good, right?
Yeah.
That it's now, that is obviously a subjective thing.
Yeah.
But this one's going to have Daniel Craig. Rian Johnson is writing, directing it again. And apparently fans on the internet, of course, have just gone just out of control with who they think should be cast to the one.
Wait, they don't even know the story.
Nope.
But they're like, we need you to make this ensemble for us.
Yeah. So the internet has gone insane. Can I give you some names?
Yeah, go on.
William Dafoe, Regina Hall, Jack Black, and the Muppets maybe. It's just like, what's happening?
You guys are nuts.
So I think it's really fun though to do those, you know, who would you love to see in it, you know?
But I do love that the ensemble is not really combinations that you would normally pick.
Yeah, because the first one, I'm just trying to think, had Jamie Lee Curtis in it. You had obviously Daniel Craig. There was Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole heap more. Why not? Okay. What if you have some – okay, this is what I'm going to go for. I would like to see Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I just want to. Joaquin Phoenix, so you've got that little reunion there.
Interesting.
And then if we're going to start doing 6 degrees of separation, why can't we have Lady Gaga? And why don't I go really random, Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah, I could do that.
I reckon he'd be good.
I'm saying Shane.
Woodley.
I'm saying her.
See, right there, like you've got your...
You've got to have an Aussie. You've got to have a random Aussie in there. Who would you
do pick? Do you want to go Chris Hemsworth? Do you?
No, I don't. I actually don't.
Okay. Aussie, Margot Robbie.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Let's go Margot Robbie. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the name, doesn't she? Okay.
Let's just do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, one more. Who are you feeling? Is it an all-female cast? Is there going to be – I mean, obviously not because you got Daniel Craig.
Who was Asher Keddie's husband in Nine Perfect Strangers? I'm thinking either Michael Shannon or Bobby Cannavale.
Can I see a photo of him?
Yeah, you'll know him as soon as you see him. Tall guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going in.
He'd be really good, actually.
Yeah.
Let's go Bobby.
Okay, who's going to do it? Who dies?
In number three,
the one that we've just cast ourselves. I'm thinking, who did you say again?
Margot Robbie, Shailene Woodley, you said. Bobby Cannavale.
Freddie Prinze Jr. dies.
Yeah.
I think he dies.
Yeah, and he gets flashbacks.
Does he?
Whose husband is he? Obviously Reese is, right? Got to be Reese. Oh, no, Reese is not in this one.
Yes, he Margot. Is. Putting Reese in.
Okay, we're putting all in.
He's married to Bobby.
Spin. I like what you've done there.
Thanks.
Now I'm excited for Knives Out 3. That was on Netflix, right? I think it was.
Yeah,
It was a streaming thing, absolutely. For sure. Speaking of streaming things, Rahul Kohli. He is an actor who was in, I think first off he was in I, Zombie, which I didn't watch, but I know him because he has been in a series that I'm about to talk about called Death and Other Details. This is going to be one of my watching suggestions. But he's been in a lot of other things, The Fall of the House of Usher, The Midnight Club, Midnight Mass. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's an English actor who is actually partners with Alana Pierce, who used to be on IGN, the Aussie who lives over there in the US. She was on Funhouse, and then she stopped being a games journalist and started being a games writer. She writes for Santa Monica Games, I think.
What's the difference between a games journalist and
a games
writer?
So a games journalist is someone that writes about the news. A games writer writes the story.
Okay, sorry, that was a really blunt moment.
No, I get it. Anyway, he's been talking about the stuff that he didn't get. Like, he's a massive Star Wars fan, and he got to work with Mark Hamill, which was a dream, but never in Star Wars.
Aww.
But he was talking about how close he was to joining the Fantastic Four, which is a Marvel film, and he said, yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I didn't get it. That's the important thing, but I was almost cast, he said, to be Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards, Pedro Pascal ended up getting that role. They've gone for a bigger name, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And he was talking about how on the good days he looked at it as if, well, you know, that's just part of being an actor.
Yeah.
You got to go for the auditions. You may get really close. It may have absolutely nothing to do with your talent. It's just that
the look. The name.
The name.
It's fickle.
But on a bad day, he is not happy about it.
Yeah, I can understand imagine. That.
Just the roles that got away from you. You know, we talk about those famous films or TV shows or characters, and you're like, you know who was also up for that?
I know.
And that person is also probably like, you know, I was almost up for that.
I know.
That.
Almost. That's their dinner party story.
Yeah, exactly. We should get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Can we talk about The Veil?
Yes, please.
Yes. You watch some?
I've watched three episodes.
What do you reckon?
It's good. It's a great story. You know, I think spy stories are some of the best stories out there.
I think so.
Even
too.
Even books.
Yeah.
I remember picking up a novel.
Page-turners.
I was in Italy, and you know, you stay at hotels and B&Bs and stuff like that where they've got books that you can put one down, take another one. And I stood at this bookcase for a really long time trying to find any book that was in English.
Oh, no.
And I found one, and it was written by somebody who had been a spy. not a name, not a big
interesting
like hit. It was such a good book.
You still remember it?
I still
like
remember
you think
it.
About it?
Yes.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And this has a similar feel.
So in it, she, Elizabeth Moss, sorry, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Moss plays M whatever, 15, M116.
MI5.
I never remember it. MI5 spy.
Yes.
Who is working with the French government to try and figure out if this woman who was in a Syrian refugee camp
yes.
is actually, they call her the djinn of ISIS. The genie of, yeah. of ISIS. And so she befriends this lady, but is this lady.
But it's not a true friendship.
No, she's not at all.
Keeping her enemies close.
And you know that the woman knows that.
Oh, yeah, the woman knows. Absolutely.
But I feel like sometimes their defences do go down a bit towards each other.
Mm.
Like there's going to be a bit muddied waters.
What I really enjoy is that you can't trust either of them.
You can't trust either of them. They're both playing the game.
Yes, and quite often, almost every single movie, show, TV, everything, you relate to or you side with the protagonist.
Yes. Now, you just have to.
Elizabeth Moss is clearly the protagonist.
Absolutely.
She's also the name, so she gets top billing you know, front cover. But you don't know who to trust.
I don't know.
It's not that you don't know who to trust. You don't trust either of them.
Well, the thing about her is she is just doing the job.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter how.
But she's a bit rogue.
She is rogue. She does whatever she wants.
She does whatever she wants. Can I, side note, just really enjoy how they keep depicting the American spies and the American government?
Yeah, they're like, it's really funny. Are so annoying.
Like, they get introduced by the most American that the Americans could ever produce.
It was a great line. So
and then he has lived up to that one line every single scene he's in.
I reckon he's having a lot of fun playing that character.
I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
And is it an American production? I assume it's an American
assume
production.
It is.
I like that they're actually having a dig at themselves.
Having a dig, yeah. Like they're really self-aware. Maybe there is a French factor in there as well because a lot of it's filmed in France. So maybe that's what it is. What do you think about her English accent?
It's good.
At first I was like, oh, and now I'm like, no, it's good.
I'm not
good.
Sure if it's switching regions occasionally.
Maybe.
But
yeah,
I'm
maybe
not,
if you're
I'm
an actual English person you would have
But it
a
is
idea.
Really good. There is zero American twangs happening.
Mm.
And at the one time that she puts on American accent, it's not
her
accent.
Oh, yeah, that
accent.
Was really funny. Yeah,
and I thought,
that was very clever.
I like this.
That was good.
Because you're still not yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what, though? And I had this in The Handmaid's Tale. When Elizabeth Moss acts with just her face and no words, I never know what she's thinking.
Yes.
Like, it makes you
I
go,
can't trust her.
That character's plotting.
Yes.
But I don't know what she's plotting.
That is so true. I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah.
And she does the same thing. Like the woman can act with just a single eyebrow hair. She's talented. Can't she? Can't she?
You're so
like,
right.
She just looks and you go, I don't know what you're up to.
What is she going to do?
What are you doing?
But don't
you bad or evil? What? What?
You good boy? It's true. And like I said about it before you started watching it, that first episode, there were a few like real sort of Fred, like June facial expressions, like, oh, don't do that. And then there aren't any more. And the others are exactly what you said. Like she is now this character.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no Handmaid's Tale in there at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And now it makes.
Which is so funny because her face in close ups.
That is
Handmaid's Tale, isn't it? And of course they do it.
They lean
a number
lean
of times
it.
In this one.
And now you get why, right?
She's got the most incredible eyes on the planet.
Yeah.
But she's not she's not Handmaid.
So clever.
She's phenomenal.
Now I just want to see her do everything else she wants to do.
I want to go back and watch Girl Interrupted. Because every time I see her in anything,
right.
I think about her as that character.
I think of her in Mad Men.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Mm. But Girl Interrupted, we loved that movie.
Because that was another one where had Angelina Jolie not been Angelina Jolie, the name.
Yes. Yes.
Would she not have stolen that show?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's because the character you think about,
she
right?
She was She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Was she nominated for that?
I feel like she might have.
I hope she was because she deserved it.
If not, she's been nominated by us right now.
No, she bloody won.
She's won, sorry. She won. She nominated.
She wins everything.
She just won.
She even won a WOW award.
Wow.
Do you remember the WOW awards at primary school? Yes. Worker of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's good. I also really enjoyed the Aussie. Did you notice him? The Aussie actor. The guy. In the UNHCR.
Oh, yeah. Who?
He was in.
Was in Love My Way.
Yes.
Years and years and years ago.
He's been in so many things and I love him in everything he does. And when I spotted him, I'm like, oh.
He put
and
the then accent
he had,
on.
He had the accent and I thought, bloody love you.
You bloody ripper.
Bloody love you, mate.
You little ripper.
We don't go ochre often.
Nah, mate, we don't.
He was good though.
I watched Love and Other Details on the Star. This is at least in Australia. I believe it's probably Hulu section of Disney Plus.
The Star.
Of the Star.
On the Star.
On the Star.
It's
internet.
Like on the Facebook.
Exactly. I'm an old person. It was a great homage to an Agatha Christie murder mystery.
Oh, I
right?
see where you're going with this.
So what happens is a whole heap of extremely rich billionaire-like mega rich people go on this luxury yacht for a few days and they've been invited on there. Then someone within the first like 10 minutes.
It sounds a little bit like
murdered.
Leah, you are actually saying the synopsis for murder mystery. With Jennifer Anastasia.
Jennifer Anastasia?
No, I loved at the end of her name. Jennifer Aniston and what's his name?
You don't remember Adam Sandler's name?
All I could think of was Ben and I'm like, oh, that's not right.
Every single episode of this, you're like, this is so Agatha Christie. I love it. There are lots of twists and turns. You learn about more people. You find out the background of other people. You find out that the detective was the same detective that was trying to figure out the murder of the mother of one of the characters. Oh, it's so good. It's got Rahul Kohli, who we spoke about on it. I enjoyed watching it. I did not binge. I made sure I didn't. I was savoring it.
Okay.
I enjoyed watching every single episode and at the end of every episode going, oh.
Did you enjoy it as a series versus a movie?
Yeah.
Because of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice.
I watched maybe two a week.
Okay.
Maybe not even every day.
You've actually sold it more than when you were talking about it the other day.
To you.
I
reckon you would like it for sure. The episodes are not that long, maybe similar to The Veil, maybe 45 minutes, that kind
That's
of
perfect.
Average. Isn't it good?
It's actually perfect.
When you think about it, that is the length of the old school hour long series without the ads.
Yeah.
So it's got that structure
and
it suits it really well. Because sometimes those hour long ones
just a bit too long.
The story arcs are stretched out.
Stretched unnecessarily so.
Now, speaking of things that are stretched, maybe not unnecessarily so, but in a really entertaining way, what have you been watching?
Oh, I'm just taking it straight back down. Like everyone just lie down on the floor because that's the level I'm going to. Vanderpump Rules.
Nice.
Season 11.
Wow.
I know.
So is this still the one after the big drama?
This is after. The Scandaval.
Yeah, okay. So this is the season after. Okay.
So it starts a bit prickly and it starts with people refusing to film with each other, which I can understand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then it progresses into people have obviously had that conversation by producers of this is your contract. You make them talk. And people going, I'm not going to.
Ooh.
And other people being like, I will do whatever I possibly can to get paid this season because this is my money cut.
Did you feel like there were any people on there that were like, I will do it to make it really awkward for the other person or not really?
Yes.
Because that would be entertaining to watch.
Yes, but I do believe they did it for their own bank accounts.
Yeah, okay.
More
I mean, that makes more sense, right?
It does make more sense.
I would do it for that
and
reason.
When it's your payday and your payday is reliant on other people's drama.
Of course. Oh, so you're talking like you have had the drama.
Yep.
The Scandivolt drama. Would you like me to sit there at like a dinner and talk to you about it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there'll be moments where I cannot believe that she doesn't want to speak to him. It's like, well, they're in a 10-year relationship and he cheated on her for months and months. She set her boundaries. And what was really poignant about the season was a female setting her boundaries personally and professionally and sticking by them.
Yeah, right.
And reaping the crap that other people do when they want to get paid for it. And she was just like, you know what? No, I have set my boundaries. I'm not comfortable with this. And I kept thinking, go you.
You go, girl.
Go you.
Yeah.
And her reaction was, all of these people are cranky with me for setting boundaries. I did nothing to them. Mm. So it was interesting in that.
Mm.
She was getting the main one who got cheated on, Ariana. She, from the breakup, she got deal after deal after deal after deal. Like the woman was soaring. She got Dancing with the Stars. She product deals. She's doing a Broadway stint on Chicago.
Broadway. I remember you saying that. It's now,
she's done her stint. It was so successful. They were sellout shows for the entire season. She's been brought back again for it.
Is she playing, and I can't remember the character's name, but the Renee Zellweger?
Like the Roxy. Wow. Roxy Hart. So if you don't know about Chicago on Broadway, they always have somebody. So they'll have their cast, but they'll bring in the names. And that's what's kept them with longevity for decades of going. So when I went to
see it,
it was Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, right.
He was the name.
There
are always big names doing these stints. Mm. And the fact that a reality star.
It says a lot.
Was sellout shows and has been brought back again. Yeah. It says a lot, doesn't it?
It says a real lot.
So it was an interesting season. The fourth wall of Vanderpump Rules was broken a number of times,
particularly towards
the end. Yep. And the reunion was interesting because it was so evident that people have just come to the natural ending of where they want to go with this show. And it's been put on pause.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know what they're going to do. They have done a spin-off called The Valley where they've thrown a few oldies over there with a lot of newbies.
Do you reckon it's going to work?
It's just trash. Apparently it's been really good. I've watched one episode.
Okay.
There's talk of throwing a few of the big names from Vanderpump Rules over to The Valley to keep their contracts going and then just disassemble Vanderpump Rules.
Yep.
But there's a bit of arcing up about whether that would change anything. I don't really care. I wasn't actually going to watch this season, but then I got intrigued.
Oh, really?
I was kind of like, I'm done. I'm done with that affair. That was enough. It was a big scandal. It was fun at the time.
Okay.
I'm over it. I wasn't going to watch it, but I did, and I was really impressed at how she stood her boundaries and how the others are just, you know, you're not an A-lister. You are not a Nicole Kidman or an Academy Award winning person. You're a reality star who's had their 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. I get you.
You broke records in your 15 minutes.
And
your 15 minutes finish. So
this is it.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. 11 seasons is a long time. It's not a long time for reality, but it's a long time. It is.
It is a really long time. I don't know. I don't know if Bravo is ready to let go, though.
Can you imagine Netflix having the same thought process? No.
Oh, they would have gone season 4.5.
If that.
Yeah.
If that. Okay, let's get into this quiz. The whodunit movies and series that aren't Agatha Christie. I'm going to give you the synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell me the movie. So it's not or series, Christie. Not Agatha Christie.
I'm feeling stressed.
When renowned crime novelist Harlan Thornby is found dead at his estate after his 85th birthday, the inquisitive and debonair detective, name withheld, is mysteriously enlisted to investigate. From Harlan's dysfunctional family to his devoted staff, Blanks sifts through a web of red herrings and self-serving lies to uncover the truth behind the untimely death. We've spoken about this.
It's Knives Out.
It is Knives Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready for another?
Yeah, okay.
A New York cop and his wife go on a European vacation.
I don't know.
Weren't there two of them?
There were two. Mm.
I think I've got the mixed. Like,
it's murder mystery.
It's murder mystery. That's the Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler.
Ben Sandler.
Ben. Interestingly enough, those two came out in 2019, but I don't think I watched them until 2020 during the.
Both of them. Yeah. Oh, Knives Out. Sorry.
During. Sorry. Yeah.
Lockdown.
Yeah.
Second lockdown.
I didn't watch them. Are you ready?
I enjoyed murder mystery. I did.
I think I've got that and the sequel mixed up in my head.
Yeah.
I think I need to
redo them.
In all honesty, I think I could rewatch that as well as Knives Out. It was fun.
There's another one.
Yeah? Like an older one?
No, not murder mystery, but similar that I could watch again. Oh, the name has completely forgotten me. But it had Richard Hellman, who's in Gilmore Girls. I think it had Kirsten Dunst. It was set in the 1920s. They were on a boat.
Oh, The Cat's Meow.
The Cat's Meow.
I love that. I've got it on DVD. We'll watch it. We'll get the PlayStation.
Let's have a non-Agatha Christie marathon.
Not again.
A non-Agatha Christie AJM.
That is a... Who will take the minutes? Three strangers who live in the same New York City apartment building share an obsession with true crime. Suddenly find themselves embroiled in a murder.
In my head, the three of them, when you were saying it, lived in the same apartment.
And I was like, what? Yeah, no.
That is only murders. Well, which season? In a building or only murderers.
Oh, I love that
series.
Oh,
that's such a good one.
So good. Okay. Professional writer and amateur sleuth uses her intellect.
Nancy Drew.
No, oh, okay. Good one though. Charm and persistence to get to the bottom of every crime she encounters each episode of her series.
That's so generic, Leo.
Oh, it. Yes, because everything is based off this show. It's from the 80s.
Oh, Murder, She Wrote.
Yes. 1984. Yeah, okay. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? If it's on television, you're probably going to watch it till the end of
true.
That episode.
I'd watch that.
It's a good show. It's so cozy.
Doing this quiz has made me go, oh, that. Oh,
so,
yeah, that.
So you want to... We both now want to rewatch Knives Out, Murder Mystery, Only Murders in the Building, and Murder, She Wrote.
Not to mention The Cat's Meow.
Yeah, that's right. Bonus.
Bonus
one.
Okay, if you don't say this show that I'm thinking of in the next one.
We've got two more. Let's see how we go.
Okay, because then I'm adding another one to the list.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't think so because let's just go through it. While working undercover, wisecracking newspaper reporter Irwin, name withheld, is offered a large sum by a millionaire with a terminal disease to kill him. Intrigued, the main character decides to unearth the full story behind the offer.
Is this Glass Onion?
No. This is a movie from the 80s.
Oh.
It's a bit of a comedy. The character dresses up in different costumes.
Fletch.
Yeah, good, right?
Yeah.
I like that. I still like that movie. Okay.
I'd watch that.
I would watch it.
Add that on the list.
I only
watched
it recently.
This is my genre. This is what I love.
Who knew that this is the thing that we live for?
We live for it.
This. Okay.
We watch a lot of other rubbish.
But apparently this is all we want to really
watch. This is all we want to watch. If you stick a mystery-esque episode of Press Gang in there, we're done. We are done.
You mean the one with the tower and then down the bottom is like the the body?
Uh-huh.
Well, not the body, like the
markings.
Yeah, the markings. Yes.
100%.
And the body's pointing to something and it was the paint shop.
Yes.
Or the hardware shop.
And they sniffed the paint.
Yeah, they sniffed the paint.
The glue.
Yeah, the
glue.
It was the paint. It was the glue. Yeah. We need to watch it again. It's fine. It's on DVD.
God,
we can watch it on the PlayStation.
Someone like bothered to do three steps in thought to accuse something instead of just sending really an anonymous difficult. Thing saying
that'd be a tweet these store. Days. This is a dark and twisted comedy series in which a person plays a different character.
Anyway, sorry.
When you wake in the night, la, 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 la.
You didn't actually need to say anything. No. When you were like dark and twisted, I was like, got it.
It's good. It's
chick, 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 chicken. Do you know what I was thinking of that we have to add to the list as well? Death in Paradise.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
That is a good one. And there's a lot of it.
Thousands. That's not thousands. Seasons. But
there's always a different person, like a detective, right?
Not always, Leah. Don't ruin it.
Oh, sorry, 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 sorry.
That's the twist.
Sorry. Is it like the Doctor, like Doctor Who?
Yeah, but when it happened, nobody knew it was going to happen because
it is like 15 years old.
The first one was there for the like first episode of season two, and then he died.
I don't remember.
He died.
Oh, I don't remember.
And it was like, what?
There are some good actors who be that person.
Yeah.
A lot of good people. I loved every single second of that.
Me too. That was possibly
was good,
one of
right?
the best quizzes
it was the best one.
Ever.
I had a lot of fun doing it.
There were so many.
So wait, so does that mean every
I
single-
I got every single one of them.
Every single one of them you got and we need to watch every single one of them
yeah,
again.
Yeah, far out. Really busy. Wait for the watching suggestions. Spoiler.
It's going to be that.
They're the answers to the quiz.
Look, I feel like we need to just shout out a few cities in the world. Who are the top watchers?
I would love to.
Sydney.
Perth.
Then we go to Shinjuku.
Why wouldn't we?
Barcelona.
Oh, I'd love.
London.
Yes.
And Cologne in Germany. That's right. They're the top ones
well
at the moment.
Well done, you guys. Thanks for joining.
Thank you so much.
Are you one person traveling?
Well, maybe. Have you had a good time?
Have you done a lot of downloading? Just over and over again.
Yeah, downloaded the whole thing over again. Look, I enjoyed every single second of that, but now it's time to stop it and watch
AGM.
The AGM. When you wake in the night. What's another one? Smelling something. You,
most
no,
horrid.
Oh, wearing something you borrowed. Murder most horrid. It's great. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
I'll take the minutes.